USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As several areas across the country see rises in the number of COVID cases, Florida is seeing one of the worst surges. The state's Department of Health says there are more than 10,200 COVID patients in Florida hospitals as of Sunday, setting a new record. The state also recorded its highest number of daily COVID-19 cases since the beginning of the pandemic last week, with more than 21,600. And fire officials in Oregon and California have been able to make progress against two of the largest wildfires currently burning in the West. The Bootleg Fire in southern Oregon is now up to 74% contained. That fire has burned more than 646 square miles in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest. Authorities were able to cancel some evacuation orders in northern California as they've been able to slow down the Dixie Fire. The blaze has already destroyed 42 homes and scorched more than 380 square miles. Firefighters have been able to get it 32% contained as of Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
As the Senate waits for the final text of the bipartisan infrastructure bill, Senate Democrats are already also working on a separate $3.5 trillion spending package. That bill is expected to be pushed through the budget reconciliation process and include Medicare expansion, immigration reform, and measures to address climate change. But some Democrats, like West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, have raised questions about the size of that bill. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that it comes down to what the country can afford while keeping taxes competitive.
They're saying it's all paid for. Now, if it's all paid for, you look at it in a different light. Okay, there's a lot of great things in there. I've seen some of the things that need to be done and we all want to be done. But you get to the point like you do in your own private life, what can you afford to pay for? So if I never voted for the 2017 tax cuts, okay? I explained to Senator Schumer and everything. We've had good conversation. He's been great about trying to move this infrastructure, the traditional infrastructure right now. He really has been pushing this. So let's get a bill done. Now, on the other bill, I said, let's look and see. You're going to make adjustments to the tax code. Mm-hmm. Are we still going to be competitive?
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci is breaking down what makes the Delta variant of the coronavirus so much more infectious. Wendy King explains.
Cases of coronavirus are once again going up in America. The CDC released new information on the Delta variant. On CBS's Face the Nation, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked what information is new.
When you look at the level of virus in the nasopharynx of people who are vaccinated who get breakthrough infections, it's really quite high and equivalent to the level of virus in the nasopharynx of unvaccinated people who get infected. That's very different from the Alpha variant. The Alpha variant, the level of virus in a vaccinated person was extremely low compared in the vaccinated people compared to the unvaccinated people. Not so with Delta. So we know now that vaccinated people who get breakthrough infections can spread the virus to other people.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And at least 10 people were injured in a shooting in New York City believed to be gang-related. The Saturday night attack occurred outside of a Queens laundromat, hospitalizing 10 with non-life-threatening injuries. New York City police say they're searching for four individuals connected to the shooting, all of whom appear to be gang members. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.